Phoebe. There was once a beautiful young woman called Phoebe, who had a rare and valuable gift. She was a dream spinner. While people slept, Phoebe would feel, see, and hear when someone needed help with dreams. She would catch nightmares in a fine net woven with a delicate white mesh and sift the fear, anguish and sorrow from the dreams, refashioning them into dreams of light, hope, love, or strength. One day Phoebe was out walking when she heard a strange, haunting note of music. She followed the music and found a flautist sitting beside a river playing a golden flute that reflected the sunlight. Music poured from the flute like liquid gold. Phoebe was entranced by the beautiful melancholy of the sound. The flautist's face was transported to what appeared to her to be an angelic realm. Her heart went out to him, and she felt a heady excitement, like drinking champagne. His name was Julian. Julian returned home with Phoebe and filled the house with music. After some time, when Phoebe listened to the music, she began to hear a strange discordance in it that she hadn't noticed before. Perhaps Julian would realize and put it right, but he didn't. And when Phoebe looked into Julian's face, she no longer saw the sublime, angelic expression, but instead saw a boyish child's face, full of anxiety and fear. His eyes seemed to be pleading with her. Perhaps it was a trick of the light, she thought, and Phoebe's heart, once filled with heady excitement, was now heavy and full of dread, as though she had drunk deeply of intoxicating wine that was now poisoning her body. The years passed, and Phoebe heard more and more discordant notes, until she didn't want to hear the music at all. She knew now that something was wrong. And when she looked into Julian's face, she could feel what was wrong, and she tried to spin dreams for him, as she did for others. But although his need was great, he didn't acknowledge it. The more she spun, the more he took, like a blackmailer who returns for more and more. He drained her dry of dreams. He filled her dreamland space, but as fear never abated, and Phoebe was less exhausted. Then one night Phoebe herself called for help, and a dream spinner took the heaviness in the heart, the poison in the body, and the weariness of her spirit, and sent her three tiny, delicate birds. One was white, one was blue, and one was purple. Phoebe cast that their beauty. The blue bird spoke to her of truth. As it did so, it flew into her mouth. The white bird flew round her body and remained above her head, shining healing energy through every part of her. Phoebe felt it renew and revitalize her, filling her with the strength she had not felt for years. The tiny purple bird flew round and round, creating a transparent purple bubble. When Phoebe awoke, she knew that something had changed. She felt a surge of energy, a lightness of spirit, and a deep well of strength and courage within her. Packing Julian's belongings in her bags, she told him to leave. Julian turned his face to her, and she saw the fear, sorrow, and anguish she always saw now. But she knew that she was not the one who could take them away. She spoke to Julian with her newfound strength, and as Julian replied, his words hit the purple bubble and bounced off. Then he was gone. And Phoebe, she is happier and wiser now, and is known and recognized as one of the finest dream spinners around. Thank you.